Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That is... that
the final whistle has gone at Anfield, and Liverpool have got the 3 points, but boy were they made to work for it in the end. It was a much changed Liverpool side, and for what, 45 minutes of the first half it was very even. Norwich get an early goal in the second half, a deflected shot by Rashica in the 48th minute put Norwich up. In the end, Liverpool forced into a couple of subs, like a formation change maybe plays a part in it, because he takes off Keita, he takes off Oxlade-Chamberlain, he brings on Thiago, he brings on Divock Origi. Within 3 minutes, Sadio Mane scores a worldie of an overhead kick. 3 minutes later, Alisson Becker's long ball assists Mo Salah with a touch from God. What a touch from Mohamed Salah. Spins the goalie, makes it 2-1. And then a first Anfield goal in the 81st minute. Assist from Jordan Henderson for Luis Diaz. And in the end, Errol, legs were saved. Points were won. Liverpool were made to work for it, and Norwich deserve credit for that. But ultimately, 3-1, job done.
Yeah, you've got to have a little bit of relief at that point as well, because that's it. The quality front line that you've got there to use to your advantage paid off massively. Absolutely massively. If Sadio Mane's goal doesn't highlight the quality that him as an individual still has, I don't know what will. But the fact that he was able to do that, that acrobatic, as you said, he twists himself like a pretzel to get the connection on it. He's been trying a couple of overhead kicks, and it just been lacking that technique. But today it was absolutely bang on point. And I think from there, Norwich knew that the chances that he didn't take in that first half were probably going to come back to bite them in the arse. Even though they did go 1-0 up, that was their... that was it for them. I wouldn't say their heads went, but they just lost all the wind in their sails at that point. And, you know, Storm Eunice turned in our favour from that point onwards. And
Storm Sadio.
Yeah, just absolutely marched into the box right in front of the cop and just does the business. And then after that, in terms of the threat from Liverpool, it seemed like every opportunity we was getting going forward, it looked like we was going to create something or we was going to go very close. And it's not long before Mo Salah pops up with the second, and his footwork for that as well is exceptional.
And then Diaz with the third. Yeah, speaking of Diaz, we've got a super chat from John Francis, Canadian five Canadian dollars. That says, thank you very much, John. Congrats to Diaz. Those are the runs I want to make. And so clever, sexy touch, and the ability to finish. Up the Reds, up Steen, and up Errol. Thank you very much, my mate. And a five Australian dollar super chat from Adam McVeigh. We need some Billy Joel. We didn't start a fire. It was Luis Diaz, Mo and Manny. Banger. Actually, banger. But that's the thing, isn't it? Like, we've always wondered what's Liverpool's plan B. And sometimes it goes one way, sometimes it goes the other. Jürgen's plan B was to change his midfield.
Yeah.
Make it go almost 4-2-3-1, so he's got Mane effectively playing. No, Diaz playing effectively as a number 10 with Mane out on the left wing. And it makes a difference, because I thought it just gave Norwich an extra to think. Oh, Divock doesn't actually have a great involvement in the game, but he occupies space. Liverpool can play off him. Because if we go back to the first half, what we didn't have, it was sloppy. It was like we always look one short, the wrong pass on the edge of the box. I think a couple of players in that first half let themselves down and maybe took themselves out of final contention, and then a couple of lads who come on in the second maybe played themselves into one.
Yeah, and I think as well, we were saying before, Ardy was going to match up, and if it was playing into our hands, if he was going to go man for man. But in the first half, it worked for them. Yep. That man for man enabled them to to not only have one core man on all three of our forwards, but when they needed someone else to double up, they just had the option there as well because of, I think, how they was choosing to operate in early parts of that first half, especially Diaz coming in centrally. It meant that there wasn't that space and we wasn't stretching them across the full width of the pitch. We was playing so heavily down that right-hand side, there wasn't the instinctive overlaps of a Joe Gomez there that we're used to seeing from a Trent Alexander-Arnold. So there wasn't the opportunities there. And then when we did get them, it looked, even though we was creating half chances almost, it looked like we was forcing it. And we was kind of doing it. We were doing ourselves a disservice by not really playing with that zest that we've been playing, or with that zip around that final third for us, and the decision making didn't help.
And Norwich City, credit to them, and the Timo Pukki nearly scores early. You know, it wasn't their first chance. They had a few chances in that first half. Second half, the goal is a bit of it's a disappointment. I don't think that there's a couple of players who don't cover themselves in glory, and I don't think you can begrudge Norwich getting one. No. To be honest, I don't think you can begrudge them. They equipped themselves well. It was a lazy swing of a leg by Joel Matip to deflect the ball in, but it was what Norwich were all about. They were full of endeavour. They were full of hard work. You're never going to out-quality Liverpool.
No.
Norwich aren't, but what they can do, they can, I don't know what the word is, out-battle them, out-run them, try and match them for all the physicality in the world, which is what they did. And in the end, Errol, it wasn't a huge shock when they went 1-0 up, to be honest.
No, it wasn't, because we said it at half time. Up until this point in time, you're kind of expecting them to both be 0-0.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they'd given as good as they'd got throughout the majority of the game. And then they started the second half better than us again. And you think if anyone's going to be more likely to take the lead at this point, it'd be against the run of play if Liverpool got it.
Yeah.
And Norwich went in front, they did the business. But I think, as one of the comments said before, that awakened the Munster, do you know what I mean? Yeah. It took that little deflection for us to realise, lads, we came out here with the intentions to put City under the cosh today and we're fucking letting it slip. Like, we need to switch on and switch on now. And it was almost instantaneous. The Klopp makes the changes. Everybody knows that he must be fuming on the sidelines. We need to fix up. And we started to see individual performances that were befitting of the end result, really. And that 3-1 on the scoreline makes it sound like it was a really comfortable game. But anybody watching that, I think in recent weeks, people have been like, oh, you know, they've made out as if, you know, these games were a lot closer than what they have. But if you watch the game, it was really comfortable from a Liverpool perspective. I think this is the first game in that same period of time where it's the other way around. The 3-1 doesn't really reflect how close in actuality the game was for us today.
Yeah, we beat Leicester 2-0 and we were well better than that.
Yeah.
You know, Burnley 1-0, we were probably defensively better than we were in this game. Like, you're absolutely right. Even Inter Milan, we win 2-0 and they don't have a shot.
Yeah.
And yet, Norwich a few days later were able to run through Liverpool at will at times. And Michael here again, Michael Teague with a $5 super chat, thanks very much Michael, says, I've got to give Gomez some love given his performance over the years and a bad run of injuries. You've got to be happy for him. Defensively, I thought he was at times inconsistent.
Yeah.
But again, it's his first game back, and he's literally, the only reason he's playing, he's a space saver to save Trent's legs for the game.
Yeah.
And in the end, like I say, he was, I think it was, they didn't target him as much as I thought they maybe would have done. But again, he wasn't brilliant, he wasn't bad, he looked all right. And what I'm saying is, he was willing to get forward and stuff, wasn't he?
And in all fairness, their best player was their left winger as well. Rashiki, something like that, yeah. He was their best player. So to say that he had a decent enough game, he didn't get pocketed by him or anything like that. He seemed like he could handle him in those one-on-ones. There was a few times where, as you said, he was a little bit inconsistent. He got a little bit exposed or under his a pass. But you can look past that. Obviously, now that the performance towards the end of the game and the result is in our favour. But I think ultimately as well for him, it was a good moment for him to get those minutes back in the legs and prove that he is still, you know, he's going to be a vital cog in this Liverpool system and squad for the foreseeable future, as long as he can stay fit. So it was a good step in the right direction for Joe Gomez today for me.
Hey everyone, Mate here. If you're enjoying this podcast, then do go and check out Red Men Plus, our Liverpool streaming service, giving you tons of extra podcasts each and every month. There's Journo Insight, there's the Around the League show, the Debate show, the Opposition preview, and interviews with Liverpool legends past and present as well. Tons of content to keep you occupied, keep you busy, thrilled, entertained, and go deeper on Liverpool FC culture. Head to theredmentv.com, sign up, and join us on Red Men Plus.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Yeah, he was just getting him on the pitch. I don't think he was brilliant. I don't think he was horrendous. I think it was just like an average performance for him. And like I say, we'll do the player rating show later. And it'll be interesting to see what you guys think of Joe Gomez. Well, make sure you do join us for that then. Remember, streaming shortly after we got all air on the watch along, we will have Errol will be back in this very seat with your reactions. Head on over to the Redmen TV social accounts now. Ross will have put the tweets out and the Facebook post and all that. Get your comments in and Errol will read through the best of those. Also available to our Redmen. Redmen TV YouTube members and of course our club legends in the Discord as well. If you want to get your thoughts across and get them read out on the show, they're the avenues for you to take. A bit later on, I will be available. I will be around, sorry, with the player rating show over at the board, rating every single one of Liverpool's players who performed today. Again, that is an interactive show. I want you guys to get involved in the chat. Use your voting systems. Make sure you do get involved with that. And then a bit later on, streaming on Redmen Plus, our subscription service, will be the instant match reaction with Errol and I. Will sit down for a good 20 minutes or so and have a good old chinwag about what went right, what went wrong, and everything in between. Before we go, there's another super chat from Conor McMullen. I was so ready to send my angry message when they scored, but nope, I kept the faith. Come on, the Reds. Thanks for the £4.49 super chat, Conor. I'll be honest, when they scored, Liverpool needed a rocket, and it didn't come straight away. It was when the subs came. Jürgen said to the lads on the pitch, "Right, you've got like 10 minutes or so." They scored they scored in the 48th. He doesn't bring the two changes on until like the 60th minute. He goes, "Right, go and do something," and Liverpool don't. You know, Chamberlain's free kick that goes straight out for a throw in. Keita's given the ball away a little bit as well. He did give them 10 minutes. Liverpool did need a rocket up their arse. It felt like had all the subs coming on was the rocket.
Yeah, it really was, and we've said it so many times on the watch alongs that we've done. We win our majority of our games by winning that midfield battle, and up until that point, we was getting overrun in midfield. And I wouldn't say we was getting overrun. Probably not the right way to put it. We just
outworked. Yeah, quality.
Yeah, we was getting outworked, and we didn't have any quality, as you said. Then we genuinely didn't. The passes from Keaton on more than one occasion were just loose. They weren't making sure that he was getting to the man. And as you said, you know, in the first half, Errol, he's not even hitting passes that are fucking difficult at the minute. He's hitting the 5-10 yard passes that you just expect
straight away
and just straight into a yellow shirt. And again, I think the Ox, as good as he was for running, I think defensively he did some good work. I don't think he had the quality on the ball to really hurt this Norwich side today. And that's it for me. It's what we were saying really about that level. Klopp knows the standard that he expects us to play at, and he's seen what we was playing at a five for a good 60 minutes then and said, you know what, fuck this, get these lads on, because I'm expecting this level. I'm expecting you to play at a seven, I'm expecting you to play at an eight. I'd fucking be made up if you play at a 9 out of 10, but the minimum is our sevens and eights. That's our ballpark every single game, because that'll be enough to beat all of the teams in the bottom half of the table. It's the 9 and 10s you've got to play on your Man U's, your Cities, your Arsenals and your Spit. Like, that's when you've got to turn up to the full extent. But we should have enough. If you're on Thiago, if you're on Divock, and both of them lads, in terms of the way that they gelled, I think that formation kind of unsettled Norwich in a way where they just didn't really know who to be picking up, what to do. They probably didn't think that was a plan B we was going to go to.
Yeah.
And that was what caught them off guard.
And like I say, we'll start wrapping up shortly, but it's worth mentioning, okay, we'll go through all the big incidents on the instant match reaction, but what we can say, Al, is that even if you're playing badly, like when you've got we scored three world-class goals. You know, one of them comes from a header, a ball, a header, and a sublime finish from Sadio Mane. The second one, our goalie, with an, a quick bit of quick
world-class thinking. World-class goalkeeper, yeah.
World-class goalie, gets up, realise, he goes to throw it, and then goes, oh, fucking hell, there's Mo Salah. Bam, Mo's touch is out of this world. He spins the goalie like a top and just slides it in. A third goal is an amazing run by Diaz, a wonderful pass from Henderson, and again, lovely touch and deep by Diaz.
Role as well.
And what it shows you is that if we've got moments of quality in this side. We've got instances where even if we're not playing well, if there's just enough going right, the quality's there to go bang, bang, bang. And that's what we did because we have still got world-class players. And even if some of them are underperforming and what else is going on around them, if those lads are given the time and space, they can deliver. And all three of the front three did it.
They're all punishers.
Yeah.
Stone cold punishers. And that was the difference. You don't have to give these lads too much because they will sustain pressure from the first whistle to the end whistle, given the right service. You know, you look at that goal for Diaz at the end. The confidence is there in the team. It's been reinstilled, but Henderson still wants to get the ball forward. His first thought is, how can I pick the lock? He plays the ball through the lines perfectly.
It's a lovely ball.
It's a beautiful ball, mate.
His ball for the first goal is lovely as well, to Tsimikas.
Yes, out of Tsimikas. So, again, it's we was a little bit conscious that, you know, at one point I felt it was one step forward and two steps back in terms of it wasn't really going for us when we was getting that link up to those top men. But 100%. Whatever little flicker in their head switched and was like, now we're on it. Once that happened, all three of them seemed to get freed up a little bit more and it just seemed to work in our favour, mate.
Yeah, the change of formation certainly helped as well, didn't it? Right, then before we head off, then I've got a couple more super chats to get to. The first one, we've got Anakin Skywalker. I don't think it's that one. I mean, maybe it is, but $4.99. My ability to say currency today has let me down a few times, but he says, so Sadio scored a bicycle kick, Mo Tui with their centre-half and Lucho chipped the keeper. Nice, yeah, you're absolutely right there. Just nice indeed. Is it what one for you? Yuktash, well, but I can't see it. Is there a comment with that?
Yeah, Oxon Gomez should be not. The Oxon Gomez should not be near the starting 11, please.
I think I don't think either of them had a bad game. Like, I think that's indicative of Oxlade-Chamberlain's career, really, to me. He can have a run of three or four good games and then you drop him back in again and he goes. I think he's a lad. If he plays and plays and plays and plays, the second you rotate him out, he goes back again, but that's on him not to be able to do that. You need to be able to drop in and out this Liverpool side at a click. There are like three or four lads who are guaranteed their game. The goalie, the centre-half, the right winger, and probably Fabinho, even then he's rotated today. There are very few players who are just going to play every game. You need to be able to be dropped in if you can, and that's where Ox gets himself let down. I'd give Gomez a pass. He hasn't played for a long time, and I actually thought he did okay. Playing at right-back, he's a centre-half playing right-back. I thought he did okay. Right then, like I said before, over on the YouTube channel, surely Edel will be back with the fan reaction show. Make sure you get yourselves involved. Make sure you tune in for that one. Then keep an eye out on the YouTube channel again for the player rating show and then streaming later on Redmen Plus with the instant match reaction. If you are not a Redmen Plus subscriber yet, you'll have some time to go and subscribe. Not only will you get access to the instant match reaction and the final word show from this game on Monday morning, you'll also get all of our League Cup content. It is Wembley week. We have launched Wembley week already here at the Redmen TV on Redmen Plus. We've already put out our first ever Silverware Stories episode, which focuses on the 2001 League Cup final from the guys who played in it and from assistant manager Phil Thompson as well, with some fascinating insight. We've also got 5-part exclusive podcast series focusing on Liverpool's League Cup wins. So the 41 in a row in the 80s, we've got 95, we've got 01, we've got 03, and we've got 12 covered by the journalists speaking to the journalists who covered Liverpool at that time. There's tons and tons of content on there. Honestly, we've got in conversation with Stuart Downing, who was man of the match the last time Liverpool won the League Cup as well. So yeah, we've got tons. We've got you covered all over the place here at the Redmen TV. Errol, thanks so much, mate. It's been a pleasure to have you with us. All you guys in the YouTube chat, been an absolute pleasure. Thanks to Danny for modding the chat as well. All you club legends, you are wonderful, wonderful people. Stick around in the chat, guys, and you can get involved in all the shows as well. But yeah, we're off for a quick break, a quick drink, and we'll be back very shortly on YouTube. Until then, I'll see you all soon. Ta-ra.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.